Harness Racing in Hobart tonight. We've got an 8-race card set down for decision at 5:04. Final scratches are through at the time of recording, so some of the emergencies may be in or out of the field. Joining me online is Zeke Slater, who's taking three runners to Elwick tonight, and let's welcome him into the podcast. How are you going, Zeke?
Good, thanks, Duncan. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. We kick it off in race number one with Buster Malone, number two, Paul Hill, booked for the drive. He's only had one start in York Air where he finished 26 metres behind Stormy Sands. That was a peg-dominated race. What did you make of that effort?
Yeah, that it was. You know, there was a couple of two-year-olds in that, and they walked kind of early and sprinted home quick. He kind of finished where he landed. He didn't make ground, didn't really lose ground, so couldn't really take much from that, but... yeah, it'll be. He comes up with a better barrier tonight, so hopefully he'll arrive a lot closer. And he should have took some improvement off that run.
With Paul Hill booked for the drive and the good barrier draw, no doubt you'll be sort of hoping to take up a very forward spot, if not lead.
Yeah, he's got a bit of gate speed, and he's definitely a better horse when he's up. Or I think he'll be a better horse when he's dictating the speed. Yeah, he's no superstar, but that field seems very even tonight. So whatever gets the better runs will probably in the finish, I'd imagine.
As I mentioned, scratchings aren't through, but over in race three, you put the polish on Capitale. If Emergency doesn't gain a start, he'll start from barrier two. But he was racing well in his first three runs back from the shutdown, but what did you make of the last start effort when well defeated?
Yeah, he wasn't blessed with the greatest barrier last time. I think it was 13. Once again, I think the leader, led and won the race. So when you're drawn 13 and you're giving them 30, 40 metres start, you know, he was probably the same. He made a bit of a run down the back, but he kind of finished where he landed, so... sometimes those races, you got to be up on the speed to be in the finish. But you know, he's a known front runner. Every time he's drawn the front, he's worked forward. He's either led or sat in the def, and he likes to bowl along. So tonight, with the better barrier, I'd imagine he jumps straight to the front and takes some catching.
Right, now that's race three, a very strong 55-59 event. And let's go over to the last race and have a chat about Blackbird Power. He's had four starts since the COVID shutdown. He was pretty good his first two, including a win in Launceston back on June 21. I know he galloped in a standing start race last time out, but the start prior to that was a below-par performance, but you've had a few weeks between runs now.
Yeah, he was. He was really good his first couple. You know, it was a bit of question... marks over this COVID period, whether we had him right or whether we didn't. He'd had a couple of trials going into those first few starts, so it's kind of wound up. And his last two have been plain, to say that. But, you know, he'd had four runs in 4 weeks. This will be 3 weeks in between runs. He's never really drawn a good gate for me. I think he's always... 11 or 12, I think he was off 10 metres last time, galloped away. He hasn't come up with another good gate tonight out wide, but he repeats that performance from his first couple. He's a strong horse. He's going to take some beating, I'd imagine, in this kind of field.
I know it's a bit hard to talk about Sunday night, where you've got him in again in Launceston, and he comes up with barrier 7 there, and it's a much stronger field, but... we have seen him in the past handle a few of these runs close together.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I've dual accepted with him. So he'll, he's drawn wide again Sunday 9 and 7, but he's a go-forward horse and can bully his way in the def or to the front. So he's a pretty good horse when he's right, and if he's... going like he was his first few starts back from the break, he's going to be hard to beat in both races, I'd imagine.
Who's your best winning chance for the weekend, Zeke?
I think obviously Black Bear Power on Friday night will be in that field. He should be too good for him.
Race 8, number 7. Appreciate you getting up early for the podcast this morning, Zeke, and best of luck in Hobart tonight.
Thanks, Duncan. Cheers.